a heartbreaking loss in Minneapolis.
It's a tough game to lose. I thought we really competed throughout the whole game.
This is the Hawks report after the game from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I'm Daniel Salerson. Count on us to get to the point after every game. Hear what the players and the coach have to say, the numbers that matter, and what it means with AJC Hawks beat reporter Lauren Williams. Atlanta comes up short Wednesday night, falling to the Minnesota Timberwolves 125-124. The Hawks held an 11-point lead with 8 minutes to go, but let it slip away down the stretch. There were plenty of opportunities at the end of the game that the Hawks couldn't capitalize on, says head coach Quinn Snyder.
Certainly it's hard because you feel like you were right there. You know, Bogey had a look that's the best look he can get. Trey made a great pass to find him. You know, that puts us up 4. It doesn't happen. They get fouled. And, you know, I thought we had a look late and chance for an offensive rebound. So a bunch of things didn't go your way late.
One of the things that might not have gone their way late was the officiating. The Timberwolves took the lead on a couple of Karl-Anthony Towns free throws with 3.1 seconds to go. The foul was challenged by the Hawks, but were unsuccessful. Trae Young.
I mean, whenever a team is being very, very physical and you just feel like it's the game is just being called one way, it's tough, but you gotta find a way to play through it. It's going along around the NBA right now. So he's gotta fight through it, fight through the whistle, and just keep playing. I know I'm getting a lot of free throws, my teammates are, so it's tough for me to watch.
Hey Lauren, the Hawks shoot 53% from the field and 46% from three. So how did they lose this ball game?
Yeah, Daniel, the end of Wednesday night's game was not without controversy, but that controversy might not have even mattered had the Hawks put the game away when it mattered. Now, the Hawks had a huge defensive uptick in the second half, starting off really, really quickly on the defensive end in that third quarter. It eventually allowed them to build an 11-point lead with 8:04 left in the game. And again, had they been able to continue that offensive push and put the game away when they had a double-digit lead, that game wouldn't have ended as controversially as they did. Now, officials said that the contact from Karl-Anthony Towns' hand was marginal, while John Collins made a legal contact, which then resulted in 2 free throws from Towns to end up sealing the game for the Timberwolves.
Atlanta drops back below 500 at 36-37. The Hawks fall 3.5 games back of the Heat for 7th in the East and remain a game ahead of the Raptors for 8th. The team will head home for another back-to-back starting on Friday against the Indiana Pacers. Make sure you tune to the Hawks Report every Tuesday for our regular episode with Lauren giving you the stories behind the score. And don't forget to check out the Hawks After the Game pages in the AJC e-paper and online at AJC.com, which is only available if you subscribe at subscribe.AJC.com/podcast. I'm Daniel Salerson, and this is the Hawks Report After the Game from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over 4 decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
Constitution.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.